Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and the sheriff's in the house, and he came with he came with handcuffs for me. I don't know. No, you didn't, Kevin.
No, I didn't.
Oh, good. Sheriff Kevin Powles is in studio with us, and we also have Mary Ingham from Crisis Intervention. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
You guys, we smile a little bit to open up this program, but it's October, and that is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes, we are here today to talk about events happening throughout the month to help raise awareness, and one of the best ways to kick it off is on the Tim Fleming Show.
That's the way I like it. That's the deal right there. And, you know, I think there's even a lunch involved in this, isn't there?
There is.
A free lunch.
A free lunch.
Free lunch this Friday at noon at the Mesa City Public Library.
It's so seriously, just stop by.
Yes. Stop in. We've got, I think, a neat little program. We have Remember My Name event, which we have been done. We've been doing over 10 years.
Yes.
So we have law enforcement ribbon tires that will tie a ribbon on a tree in the library in remembrance of a name of a victim of domestic violence in the state of Iowa. So 365 people have been murdered in domestic violence since, they started keeping track in 1995.
Wow.
That's a lot of victims.
You know, we say this every year, too. I'm kind of hoping that some year we're not talking about this stuff, but it's still an ongoing situation.
Absolutely. So every year we, unfortunately, add more ribbons to the tree. And when we talk about 365 Iowans that have been killed as a result of domestic violence, when you look at that, each one of those victims has, you know, a mother, a father, kids, family, friends. So when you think about the number of lives impacted by the domestic violence homicides in the state, it's a number that's hard to fathom. One of the neat things we have happening this year, every year we have a different guest speaker come in.
That's good. I like your phone.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Everybody's got ringtones, and that's all good.
Thought it was on silent. I was wrong.
Wait until you hear mine go off. Mine's behind me. I don't have that on silent either. Go ahead.
Our guest speaker is not Taylor Swift, in case people thought maybe that was the ringtone intro. We actually have a retired Blackhawk County Sheriff's Deputy, Tom Nichols, that will be speaking. His daughter was killed as a result of domestic violence. And I think one of the powerful messages of that is I think there's still that misconception that this only happens in certain types of families. And when you think about families educated about domestic violence and families educated about protecting your children, you think about law enforcement. And I think the message is this can happen to anyone, and it does happen to anyone.
Well, and again, your relationship with one another, crisis intervention and law enforcement and all the various agencies, you all work together in this, correct?
Yeah, we've got a great coalition. Members not only from crisis intervention, law enforcement from Clear Lake, Mason City Police Departments, Sheriff's Office, all the local law enforcement are together. But we have people from Mercy Medical Center, probation. Who else we got?
Schools.
Schools. We got a lot of members from the community and organizations that are here to help not only the victims but also their families and their friends. So there is help available, and that's the message we want to get out there. Plus, there is hope that we can stop domestic violence.
That's my next question. How do you stop this?
Well, go ahead.
One
way would be just nice to people and stop hitting each other.
And I think that's where my simplistic brain goes a lot of times. If we just listen to our parents, listen to the words of our kindergarten teachers who told us, you know, be nice to other people, keep your hands to yourself. And that on a level, it does seem overly simplified. But in reality, we have the power to end domestic violence in our lifetime. And it just comes down to being nice to people. Don't use your power to abuse other people. And I think it's going to take generations to change that, perhaps. But I think another thing we need to do is start speaking up and speaking out. I think for too often we've looked at domestic violence as a woman's issue, and it's not. It's a public health issue. It's a community issue. Kids growing up witnessing violence in the home. You know, if last night a child heard their parents fighting and knew something was happening, they're not going to do well in school today because their brain isn't going to be on algebra. Their brain's going to be wondering about what's going to happen when I get home tonight. And I think sometimes we forget that it's not just, you know, a couple fighting. It impacts the whole family. It impacts the whole community.
Hmm. Yeah, when you stop and think about it that way, it's kind of puts it all into perspective.
Yep.
It's bigger than just that one person, that one issue, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and then you kind of wonder why we have problems in our community. It starts in the home.
Yeah, well, and then again, there's the challenges that law enforcement faces.
Yep.
Because you can't be everywhere.
Nope.
All of the time. I know people think that you should.
Yeah, yeah. Well, people call us out on that, too. But I think the majority of not only criminal activity, but things that are going bad in the community, it's really the citizens' eyes that are the eyes and ears of law enforcement, and they call us. Because like you said, most of us are understaffed now. We don't have enough staff. Nobody does across the country in law enforcement. And we need the public's help to stop not only domestic violence, but other crimes.
Yeah, we've talked about this in past years, too. But if somebody thinks they're seeing some type of domestic violence happen, sometimes folks, I would guess, might hesitate because, okay, is it my responsibility to step inside their world to tell something that I don't know the full story on? And in reality, they probably ought to speak up.
Absolutely. And I think that's the interesting thing. If your neighbors were having a loud party or the kid down the block is playing his music way too loud, people pick up the phone and call law enforcement for that all the time. But if they see or they hear what they think might be domestic abuse happening, for some reason people, I don't want to get involved. It's their issue. It's a family issue. And I mean, if you're going to call for loud music, call when someone's life might be in danger. And that's what we need to have happen. If you don't want to call law enforcement, then make sure that you have a good supply of hotline cards. You know, stop by our office, pick up some cards. If you think there's someone in your life that's being abused, you don't have to necessarily confront them and say, hey, you have to get help, you need to do something. You can just hand them our card and say, hey, these people can help you when you're ready for help. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Good idea. Really, really good idea. And where can they go? Where's your office at? Where can people see it?
Our office is located at 206 3rd Northeast here in Mason City. We're just right across the street from Trinity Lutheran Church.
Yeah, you're right on the corner there.
Right on the corner. Stop in. Learn a little bit more about what we do.
Super. Let's plug this again, too, now, the event coming up on Friday.
It's this Friday at the Mason City Public Library. Starts at noon. We'll have a free lunch and a program presented by retired Deputy Tom Nichols.
Sounds awesome. Guys, I appreciate you taking some time to come on in and visit with us. As always, let's hope we don't meet next year and talk about domestic violence because it does happen in our communities in North Iowa as well.
Absolutely.
It does. Yep. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you both.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Starting off great.
And let's be kind to one another,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Thanks again.
You bet.
AM 1300 KGLO. Getting it said for all of North Iowa.